Chapter 4, Construction of the Bible, this being excerpted from the Luke and Paul book in the Bible Speak series. Marissa asks, or states, Jesus brings an example of how he worked with Constantine to bring about the Bible by using the snow globe. Jesus. Constantine was not a bad person. Most of his incarnations as a being, along with his soul group, were otherworldly, from other worlds. Planet Earth had come to a point where there was much suffering, and they, incarnating souls from the same Constantine soul group, needed to bring in a very intellectual-like, smart, evolved souls to come in so that they could tune into the divine mind and change the world. Constantine and members of his soul group came as humans with a plan to tune into the higher self and into the divine mind so they could bring through important spiritual information. They felt like lightning rods bringing in information. A lot of the royalty at the time, even the really bad ones, were placed on Earth as high-vibrating souls. Even though many were, as humans, bad leaders, the ones that were even merciless killers were still very integral in bringing through the information that they eventually needed to compile the Bible. Just having a soul that's on the earth plane living as a human isn't enough, though. There needs to be a connection and an awareness. Sometimes it takes extra effort by the soul group to bring to these earthbound souls and spirits the information, the direction, and plans they need. For example, if someone is within their snow globe and they are not allowing information into their field, if someone is not allowing information into their snow globe, many times a member of the soul group will incarnate for anywhere between a day to a week to even sometimes a couple months into a woman who is also incarnated with the spirit of the same soul group, be conceived into this woman, but she may lose the child. For in that case, the soul brings spiritual messages into the woman's snow globe through the fetus. The woman now has this soul, another soul inside her body, and it's like she's absorbing all the messages she needs, and it's placing her on the right path to educate others. The earth is like this woman, and so too is the Bible. The earth, as well as the Bible, have snow globes. We have placed a soul within the earth in order to bring the messages we want the people of earth to learn, to know, and to understand. These messages come in the form of energy, for we have used the grid example and the use of soothing classical music being played within the grid. The Bible, too, has a spirit. Everything has a spirit, if you want to speak of a spirit.